raffles or something like that today and just wasn't able to go. But, yeah, it's going to mix things up a little bit. I'm not necessarily sure who they'd move into that third server spot for in that rotation. If I were to guess,
I would say Kate Rombach.
I would say, if I'm going to guess,
that's
if you say
guess.
Either Rombach or Cameron Shook, I don't think they necessarily want to pull Miller off the line as one as a third setter. Or server, excuse me. I keep saying setter on that one. That is clearly a mental block on my end. But
another thing worth noting on the Hopewell Loudon side, Hope Kreese has not played the entire year. She's been hurt this entire time. But also one of their best players, Abby Vitalcheese, is in a walking boot, so she will not be available today either.
Yeah, so honestly, this is where you start getting into the nitty-gritty of the season. You have the players that are competitive, key contributors to you, starting to get some wear and tear. This is where you have, you know, if this were baseball, this is where you'd have that pitch count for particular people and for players. This is where you don't want to necessarily see it get too intense of these games back and forth, because you're now starting to think playoffs, but also overall health of your team. And I mean, luckily for Calvert, they're about three or four deep at every position.
And Hopewell will serve first to start this match off. Hannah Miller slams that down, but it will actually be in, says the line judge. So Calvert will strike first on the kill from Hannah Miller.
And you know what you said during the pregame, to pay attention to Hannah Miller, because the ball's just coming off her hand different. You ain't kidding. That is coming off at a different tempo.
And the White goes back to serve, but her serve will be a little too long, so a rare service error from the All-State performer. That'll tie this one up 1-1 here in the opening set.
And real quick, we have Emma White's at 496 assists already for the season.
Calvert setting things up on the near side. Shook sends it down, and it will be just in on the back line for another Calvert point. They now take a 2-1 advantage. Kate Laney checking in for Mara Mangiola on the Calvert side. It'll be Hannah Miller, the junior, going back to serve.
And I guess they're going to go with Miller to have her be that second serve right now.
Dug on that time by Kreis, setting it up opposite side. Can't quite tap it over on the attempt from Isabel Bidalshee, so that'll make it a 3-1 match here in set number one. Calvert leads.
Definitely the right idea there by Bidalshee. Just not enough air under that ball.
And Miller keeps serving for Calvert. Set up on the opposite side for Bidalshee. She sends it over, and it'll be just in on the back line for the Hopewell Loudon point. That'll make it 3-2 here in the first set.
That was just in. Well placed. Perfectly executed. That's exactly what you want to see on a kill attempt with your Hopewell Loudon.
Serve now is Megan Kreese, but it'll hit the antenna on the near side, so that'll be another error. Gives the point to Calvert.
And here comes Carolyn Lanacek, who coming into today, second on the team in kills with 158 already.
Cameron Shook will go back, and she'll be the third server today for Calvert. Miller setting it up for Rombach, but a bit of an errant pass, so that one will go out of play. That'll give the possession and the point back over to Hopewell for a 3-year score.
You know what? I think the impressive part there, Hannah Miller looked at Coach Rombach, and she made her own adjustment there. She was saying what she needed to do different. Coach Rombach didn't raise her voice, didn't get after her. That's just quality coaching, knowing you have a quality player.
Darren Hampton barely gets that one over the net. Somehow Calvert able to save it back over to Hopewell. Locked the net back over to Calvert. Set up for Kate Rombach on the far side. Dug up by Dianos for Hopewell. They just tap it over. Heminger setting it up opposite side for Rombach, but can't quite get that one over the net. That'll give Hopewell the point. That'll tie it up 4-4 here in the first set.
And one of the things with Kate Rombach that tends to be an issue with her on those free ball hits like that, does struggle to get a little bit of air. It's great when she gets it over the net, but has a bad habit of not getting it past the net.
Hampton serve that time goes a little off, and that one will go down as an error. Gives the point over to Calvert. They lead 5-4 here in set number one. It'll be Kate Rombach now back to serve, and that'll be just in on the back line for the ace for the senior. Calvert adds to their lead.
And that's the part that I just taught. She hits it at such a tight angle towards the net. On serves, it can lead to a lot of aces, but can be a problem on a free ball.
Kate Rombach continuing to serve. Hopewell will end up sending it over to the Calvert on the free ball. White sets up for Lanacek, slams that one down, but it will be out of play, and that will go down as a Hopewell Loudon point.
I thought we were going to have our first Lanacek slam a check. But good defense there from Hopewell, setting it up where really the only place you could put it is out of bounds.
Abby Daniel checking in for Allie Milligan on the Hopewell side. Isabel Bino, she's back to serve for the Chieftains. White setting up backside. Laney sends it over, and she'll get that one down for the Calvert kill. Isabel Bino, she's tried to dive and save it, but unable to do so. 7-5. Calvert leads here in set number one. Kate Laney checks out. Laura Mangiola checks back in for Calvert. She'll go back to serve.
By the way, talking about Emma White's assist, she's now over 2,700 on her career. There's a decent chance if this game keeps going the way it goes, she could actually almost move into the top 20 all-time for the state of Ohio in assists.
Mangiola now serving for Calvert. Hopewell able to send it over to Calvert on the free ball. White sets it up near side for Miller, and that'll go down as a Calvert point. It tips off a couple Chieftains, and that'll add on to the Calvert lead now 9-5. The lead here in set number one on the Ropey Corporation scoreboard, celebrating over 60 years as the leading manufacturer in the commercial flooring industry. Mangiola keeps serving for Calvert. Bidlesheese digs it out a little awkwardly. They'll try sending it over for the free ball, just getting it over the net. White sets it up backside for Lanacek. Hopewell able again to get it over on the free ball, but they will end up stepping over that middle line, giving the point to Calvert.
And just really impressive play and communication from Calvert so far. Hopewell out of seeing a little bit of miscommunication. Seems like they're a little scattered right now. Calvert, though, totally locked in.
Mangiola keeps serving for Calvert. That'll go down as an ace after the dig. Doesn't get that one passed off cleanly. Now 11-5. Calvert leads in the first set. And that will lead us to our first timeout here of this contest. That timeout brought to you by Blanchard Valley Health System, a proud member of the Mayo Clinic Care Network, online at bvhealthsystem.org. 11-5 is your score here in set number one between Calvert and Hopewell. Calvert with the 6-point lead here in set number one.
Yeah, just going back to what we were mentioning with Emma White, the reason we're keeping tabs on that, she moved into the top 30 all time in the state of Ohio last game that we saw her. She's only gone up since then, because now she is at least coming into today's game, she was at 2,711 total assists on her career. She's added three or four more already tonight. But again, Bears mentioned, if she has another steady game like we saw last time, she could almost get her way out of the top 20. It's a tight window between 30 and 19.
Well, Mangiola keeps serving for Calvert following the timeout. They set it up for Daniel. Mangiola digs it out for Calvert. White down the middle for Lanacek. Somehow dug out by Hopewell. They'll send it over on their own. Mangiola saves it. Sends it over. Diving save. Hopewell able to save it. Can they get the free ball over? Yes, they do. Rombach digs it up. White to Lanacek, and she'll get that one down, and it'll be in for the Calvert point as they add on their lead, 12-5 in the first set.
And correction, it was in for the Slamacek to make it 12-5. If you're going to do it, Lance, you got to do it. Got to commit.
Mangiola continues to serve for Calvert. Accidental free ball and unable to be saved cleanly after the accidental free ball by Hopewell. That'll go down as another Calvert point. Leading now 13-5 here in set number one. And set number one today brought to you by Bascom Communications. Bascom Communications, your local link to the world, online at bascomtelephone.com. Mangiola keeps serving for Calvert. They'll send it back over now to the Senecas. White sends it over on her own, and no one's going to get to that one cleanly after a couple hits for Hopewell. And the timeout doesn't do good for the Chieftains this time. Calvert now a 9-point advantage.
It just seems that Hopewell Allen's having a hard time rolling into their defense after they get the serve going.
Mangiola keeps serving for Calvert. They set it up for Daniel on the backside. Rombach digs it up for Calvert. White near side for Miller. And that one's going to go right over Matt and I's head and right at Matt's feet. And Matt actually, they got to it before
They got to it before I could.
That was your chance to be involved.
I was involved. I contributed.
Did you?
I ducked.
Fair enough. 15-5 your score. Mangiola keeps serving for Calvert. Accidental free ball back over to Calvert, but this time the Seneca is unable to be ready for the free ball. That'll go down as a Hopewell point.
It's worth mentioning that Hannah Miller kill that ended up over here on the attempt to dig. That was the other side of the court. She did that with enough force. Like, that was a little intimidating.
Doyanos' serve barely gets over, but then an accidental free ball gives Hopewell a chance to take it down, and they do. So that'll be two straight points for Hopewell. 15-7 is your score here in the first set. Calvert leads.
And I will give credit to whoever number five is, but she's not on the roster.
That is correct. Landicek gets that one back over now for Calvert. They set it up on the opposite side. Heminger digs it up. White down the middle for Landicek. She's blocked at the net and then hits it back out of play. So that goes off Landicek. Another point for Hopewell Loudon, makes the score 15-8 here in the first set.
And this is a good little rally here from Hopewell Loudon. This is what you want to see. I mean, they're a good team in their own right. 13-5 coming into tonight's game.
Setting it up down the middle. Miller slams that one down in the back corner for the Calvert point. Matt, I tried to warn you that she was hitting the ball very, very hard today, even harder than usual. She showed that off right there.
Oh, she's hitting the ball like someone who wants to be the candidate for Volleyball Player of the Year in the state of Ohio. That's
exactly. She's got a couple candidates on her own team.
Yes, she does.
Accidental free ball. Joust of the net lands on the Hopewell side for the Calvert point. Lead back up to 9 for the Senecas here in the first set.
Really good set here for Calvert as we're having our timeout already from Coach Stalker.
This time we'll step aside for a quick timeout. 9-point advantage for Calvert in set number one. You're listening to Calvert Volleyball and Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
Frickin' football is here. Frickers has the games on all the screens and you score with savings. Enjoy your favorite ice-cold domestic draft personal pitchers for only $6.50. A 48-ounce personal pitcher for only $6.50. And enjoy a plate of your favorite frickin' nachos for just $7. Take your frickin' pick. Frickin' chicken nachos, Mississippi barbecue nachos, or Nacho Supreme, only $7. This season, don't just be a football fan, be a
Nacho fan.
At the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Resuming action following the timeout. Calvert adds on to their lead as it was A.J. Heminger sending it over. Hopewell unable to get it over in three hits. So Calvert continues to roll here in the first set. They set it up down the middle for Kreese, but it's blocked at the net. Back over to Hopewell. Daniel sends it over. Heminger digging it up for Calvert. White sets it up down the middle for Shook. Awkward hit, but able to put it right where she needed to. And that'll go down as another Calvert point. Now an 11-point lead for the Senecas here in set one. They lead 19-8.
Cameron Shook is possibly the master of the awkward kill. She somehow makes them work every time.
They send it over on an accidental free ball back to Calvert. Hannah Miller slams her right back down for the Calvert point. Now a 12-point lead for Calvert here in the first set.
Do you think someone on this Hopewell Loudon volleyball team said something mean to Hannah Miller during the week? I mean, she's hitting it with aggression right now.
I told you. I don't want to keep saying I told you so, but I did. They set it up down the middle for Kreese. That one will be in on the back corner for the Hopewell point. Makes it 20-9 here in set number one. A reminder that today's first set brought to you by Baskin Communications. Baskin Communications, your local link to the world, online at BaskinTelephone.com. And, of course, just down the street from us right here at Hopewell.
That's true.
As Mangiola collides with another Calvert player on the dig, they do still get it over. Daniel blocked at the net that time by the combination of Shook and White. It'll go down as another Calvert point. Now 21-9, they lead in the first set.
It's almost as if Bascom Communications in Bascom, Ohio, would be just down the street from us here at Bascom Hopewell Loudon.
Yes.
I just put it all together. I feel really smart.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And White now serving for the second time today for Calvert. They set it up down the middle for Kreese, and that'll go down as a Hopewell Loudon point as they were just able to find the hole in the Calvert defense. Daniel will check out. Milligan checking back in for Hopewell Loudon. She'll go back to serve. 21-10 is your score. Calvert leads in the first set.
A little bit of a catch here with Calvert once again, seeing that middle section of the court getting exposed kind of consistently in this first set.
White sets it up down the middle for Miller. Miller gets that one just down in front of Hopewell for another Calvert point, adding on to their lead. Delaney will check in. Mangiola checks out now for Calvert. It'll be Hannah Miller now going back to serve.
And I like that rotation of Mangiola and Laney. Or Laney, excuse me.
Set it up down the middle. Kreese gets it over, but went over the middle line at half court to give the point to Calvert.
You know, it's usually an easy tell when you see the net moving side to side as if someone bounced into it. kind of a pretty big giveaway there.
Miller keeps serving for Calvert. Llanos has to send it over on the free ball. Barely gets it back over to Calvert. White sets it up for Laney. Blocks of the net back over to Hopewell. Set it up backside, but that one will go down as a Calvert point on the double hit against Hopewell. Loudon makes it 24-10 here in the first set.
Now we're at set point already. Calvert absolutely rolling in this first set.
Miller keeps serving for Calvert. Llanos ends up sending it over. White, near side for Laney, blocked at the net. Dug up by Llanos for Hopewell. Down the middle attack, deflected by Rombach. Miller digs it up. Laney sends it over. Deflected off a couple of Chieftains. They'll send it back over to Calvert. And it'll tip off Emma White for the Hopewell Loudon point keeping. Set number one going 24-11. Now your score.
You know, something we said about Hopewell Loudon last time we saw them, and worth repeating again, there's not really a lot of quit in any of these girls. I mean, they really stick with it, even when a set like this one is fairly out of reach at this point.
Increase now back to serve for Hopewell. White sets it up for Shook on the backside and puts that one down and gets that one an awkward save, but Milligan able to come up big after. And looks like she might have been hurt, but was able to pop right back up in just a few seconds following that. Calvert wins set number one here by a score of 25-11. We'll step aside for a quick timeout when we come back. Start of set number two here from Hopewell Loudon. You're listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
Ohio veterans, your service may be worth more than you think. You could be eligible for health care, financial assistance, education, home loans, and more. Disabled wartime veterans could also qualify for the Ohio Veterans Home. You never know till you check, so get connected with your benefits. Contact your County Veterans Service Office today. Call us at 419-424-7036, 424-7036, or visit us online at hancockveterans.com.
Why do you need the highest quality automotive parts like Crown Batteries, Castrol Lubricants, ANCO Wiper Blades, and Wagner Sealed Beams and Bulbs? Because when you really need your vehicle, you can rely on these quality parts to get you through. Since 1945, Ohio Automotive Supply Company has been the place to turn for the best automotive parts and personal service. Stop in today at Ohio Automotive Supply Company, 525 West Main Cross Street in Findlay.
Are you thinking about new flooring for your home? Snyder's Floor Covering Outlet in Bettsville is here for you. You can either come to our store or they can bring the samples to you with many new carpet and vinyl styles and colors in stock. Snyder's also offers 12-month financing and no charge measuring and estimates. Call today, 986-5599. That's 986-5599. Stop in and see our newly renovated showroom. Thank you for continuing to support Snyder's Floor Covering. Snyder's Floor Covering. No job too big or too small. Snyder's does it all.
Need new tires or tire service? Then Wilson Tire Company has you covered. Offering 15 brands of tires and providing 24-hour roadside assistance, Wilson Tire Company can get the job done. In business for over half a century, Wilson Tire Company has three convenient locations: Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton. Wilson Tire Company offers mobile services, especially for commercial and farm applications. Check them out on the web for contact information or simply set an appointment from the comfort of your couch. Wilson Tire Company, a trusted partner for all your tire needs.
To start set number two here from Hopewell Loudon, your site for today's action in high school volleyball. Tiffin Calvert won set number one by a score of 25-11. We're just about ready for set number two. Lance Morris, Matt Common with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. It'll be Emma White getting the serving started this second set for the Tiffin Calvert Senecas as they look to continue on here tonight. White will send it over for this serve to start off set number two. Reese able to get that one over back to Calvert. Set it up for Rombach. She taps it over. Dug up by Llanos for Hopewell. They set it up for Daniel on the far side. White digs it up that time. Heminger setting it up for Miller on the near side. Barely gets that one over, but right in the middle of the Hopewell out in defense for the Calvert point. They'll strike first here in set number two.
And just so good to see the touch from Hannah Miller from time to time, too. I mean, she can knock the cover off the ball half the time. Let's see that touch. Very impressive.
White continues to serve for Calvin, and that'll go down as an accidental ace that time off the double hit from Hopewell. They're unable to get that one back over to Calvert. They lead 2-0 in set number two.
And
go down as another ace as Isabel Bidle. She's unable to dig that one up for Hopewell. Calvert, a 3-0 lead in the second set.
I mean, that was fast. That was very fast.
Kind of their theme.
That is really the theme of Calvert.
White continues to serve for Calvin. That'll be another ace, as that time Taryn Hampton unable to dig that one up. 4-0, Calvert leads.
Is that four straight aces? No, or is that three straight aces?
That's three. The first one wasn't an ace. White continuing to serve, and this time serves it into the net for the air. Gives Hopewell their first point of set number two.
Well, worth noting that every point so far has been directly contributed by Emma White in this set. And that goes for both teams.
Hopewell now serving with the 4-1 deficit. White sets it up down the middle. Somehow Miller able to get it over and also was able to not cross the midcourt line. They get it back over now to Calvert after the volley. Shook sends it over and slams that one down on the backside for the Calvert point.
Outstanding job by Shook. Andy Miller actually got away with an underhand hit, though, right at the net. At least it looked like from this angle, unless they were saying that she was maybe trying to dig it or as a free ball of some variety. But I can see what the Hopewell coaching staff was going at there. It looked like it was pretty underhand.
Looks like someone, piece of maybe a hair tie or bow fell on the floor because it was just a few inches away from Hannah Miller, and the one your side referee had to actually go check it out.
We'll have to ask her at some point what it was.
Hannah Miller keeps serving for Calvert to joust at the net. Get it back over now to Calvert. Rom back to White. Down the middle for Shook. Dug out by Hopewell. Dojanos lets it up on the near side. Diving save. Unable to get to that one after the save. That'll go down as a Hopewell point. 5-2 is your score here in set number two. Allie Milligan checking in for Abby Daniel on the Hopewell side. Milligan now goes back to serve.
Nicely done there by Hopewell. Nice job at the net. Good job trying to get at a weird angle so they wouldn't be able to deflect it easy.
Diving dig from Heminger. Laney ends up sending it over. And that'll go down as a Calvert point. Milligan unable to dig that one up cleanly for the Chieftains. 6-2 is your score here in set number two. Heminger will check out, as will Shook, as it'll be Lanacek checking in along with Cecilia Palm.
Yeah, one of the other young players that have been getting time and rotating in, like Olivia Miller.
Palm now back to serve for Calvert. They set it up on the back side. Diving save, unable to get to that one, was Miller that time. That'll go down as a Hopewell point. And Shook will now quickly check back in for Palm, and Heminger checks back in as well.
Well, Shook actually checked back out too.
That's what I said.
Well, I thought you said Shook checked back in.
I might have. I didn't try to. Accidental free ball that time from Calvert, sent right back over to the Senecas. They set up for Laney. She's blocked at the net. It falls on the Calvert side for the Hopewell point. Now 6-4 is your score here in set number two.
I know you had an early start for Calvert in this set, but you're starting to see some of the same mistakes we see consistently in set number two for the Senecas.
As Kreas's serve that time goes under the net. That will go down, of course, as an error. Gives possession back over to Calvert. 7-4, Calvert leads. Here in set number two would be Kate Rombach back to serve for the Senecas. Milligan digs it out for the Hopewell Island Chieftains, and a too long on the attempt, but actually they'll say Calvert must have tipped it. That'll go down as a Hopewell point.
I mean, it must have just been a graze at that. I really didn't see a tip. It looked like a pretty clean hit, just went out of bounds there, but yep, I'd usually say that's why we're not down here, but we actually are down here today.
Yes, we actually are courtside today here at Hopewell Loudoun. Getting that time, Milanicek able to send it over. Blocked to the net by Milanicek, and she puts that one down on the block for the Calvert point. Calvert adds on to the lead, now 8-5 here in set number two. Laney checks out for Calvert. It'll be Mangiola checking back in. She'll go back to serve.
And worth mentioning with Carolyn Milanicek, 41 blocks on the season, most on the team by a wide margin.
Mangiola now back to serve for Calvert. Set it up on the opposite side. And it'll go just out on the near side on the attack error. That time from Hopewell. Calvert adds on to the lead 9-5. And worth noting, Calvert really started to pull away in set number one when Mangiola went back to serve. They're going to look to replicate that hit here in the second set. Hampton digs that one out for Hopewell. They send it over. They send it over a little too strong on the near side. Beidlecheese can't quite paint the near side line, Calvert. Now a five-point lead in the second set.
You know, I was going to mention that Mangiola was kind of catalyst of that first set, but kind of stole my thunder there.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. And Mangiola will also get the ace that time as Beidlecheese unable to dig that one up cleanly. So another ace for the senior. Calvert now leads 11-5.
I certainly seem to be struggling right now digging on the Hopewell Mountain side.
Mangiola keeps serving for Calvert. Hampton digs it up. They set it up down the middle. Save from Rombach. White sets it up on the near side for Miller. And Miller puts that one down as the ball is hit so hard. It hits off of the flags showing the district runner-ups and titles all in that back wall. I told you. Can I say I told you so? Miller's got extra power today.
I don't know why you keep saying I told you so to me. I've never disagreed that she has that power.
I just like it when I'm right. Goyanos able to send it over to Calvert on the free ball. White down the middle for Miller, and Miller back-to-back kills for the junior. Calvert adds on to the lead now 8 points here into set number two, and Hopewell out, and will take their first timeout here of set number two. We'll take that timeout right along with them on Classic Hits 96.7 WBBI.
Don't sit on the sidelines and let life pass you by. Take control of your health with the help of Grit Personalized Fitness and Training for all ages. Whether it's hiking, riding a bike, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids, Mitch Gardner and the fitness experts at Grit can help you strengthen your quality of life and wellness. Get toned, get fit, get healthy, and get your life back at Grit Personalized Fitness and Training, located in Body Works behind Ace Hardware on Market Street in Tiffin. Get Grit.
MJ Brown Construction Company is looking for highly motivated individuals to join their team. If you love working outdoors with a variety of different projects, then the MJ Brown Construction Company is the place for you. While working for the MJ Brown Construction Company, you'll learn skills that will last a lifetime. Call 419-447-5864 to schedule your interview and start your journey on a new career path today. MJ Brown Construction, a trusted company in business since 1939.
13-5 is your score here in sets number two. Calvert leads Hopewell Loudon in high school volleyball. The timeout this time will benefit the Chieftains as Mangiola's serve goes too strong on the near side. That'll be a Hopewell Loudon point. Makes it 13-6 here in sets number two. Lance Morris, Matt Common with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI. Online through WBVI.com. It'll be Isabel Beidlecheese back to serve now for Hopewell Loudon. Mangiola digs that one out for Calvert. Right, setting up for Miller. Miller, another kill for the junior, and just seems like no matter what they do, they cannot cleanly dig out any of these attacks from Hannah Miller today.
Well, it's because Hannah Miller is hitting with the fire of a thousand suns out there. I mean, my goodness, she's just hitting it with everything she's got.
Emminger's serve goes too long that time. That'll go down as a service error. Point to Hopewell, 14-7 your score. Into set number two, Calvert leads. A reminder that set number two today brought to you by Grit. Grit will help you find the strength and courage to become the best version of you. Like located behind Ace Hardware inside Body Works 24-hour fitness of Tiffin. And unable to dig that one out cleanly is Hampton on the Hopewell Loudon side for the kill for Cameron Shook. Calvert added on to their lead.
You know, this match isn't necessarily going the way Coach Stalker and company want to for Hopewell Loudon, but what it is good, got a lot of these younger girls out here that got rotated up from the JV into varsity to replace some of these injured players. They're getting some really good depth that'll come in handy come postseason time.
Hampton digs that one up. Goyanos ends up sending it all the way over on the long free ball to Calvert. They set it up for Miller, and Miller again puts it down with force, and Goyanos can't dig that one up. Calvert now leading 16-7 here in set number two.
Like, again, did someone say something mean about Hannah Miller? Like, she is hitting next level. Again, like you said, hitting it at full strength, full power is just incredible.
Emma White now serving for Calvert. Reese gets that one over for Hopewell. White sets it up for Miller again. This time she's blocked at the net by Megan Kreese. That'll go down as a Hopewell Loudon point.
Outstanding block at the net. That was incredible by Hopewell. Couldn't have done it better in any way, shape, or form. That was textbook. Outstandingly done.
16-8 is your score here in set number two. Calvert leads this one. And they're on the dig. They set it up for Rombach this time on the near side. And she's able to get that one over for the Calvert kill. And another time, I think she just barely went over that middle court line. So she got away with one a little bit that time.
And she did get away with one just a little bit there. It's, I mean, not the first time we've seen them just a little bit close to it. Maybe it's like coin flip decision on that one.
Hannah Miller now back to serve for Calvert. Set it up opposite side for Hopewell. White to dig it up. Heminger sets it up for Rombach. Backside, locked at the net. Dug out by Beidelschies. Down the middle attack. They'll end up having to send it over to Calvert on the free ball. White sets it up down this side for Shook. And Shook able to paint that one on the far side line for the Calvert point. Now leading by 10 here in set number two.
I really think, again, with just Calvert, what makes them so incredibly talented week in and week out, match in and match out, is the level of accuracy they have placing the ball when they hit it on the kill.
Hannah Miller will get an ace that time after the dig from Bidle. She's unable to get that pass over to a teammate, and that will add on to the Calvert lead, and that will be another timeout taken on the side of Hopewell Loudoun. 19-8 is your score here in set number two. Lance Morris back common with you on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI online through WBVI.com. And of course, one thing that is, of course, worth noting, this is far from the only match this week for Calvert. They get right back at it tomorrow when they go to Bowling Green when they take on a Division I team in St. Ursula.
Yep. Should be a good one.
You'll be there. It's just you might be a little late.
I know. But just this could be so good. I mean, it's going to be such a good match. St. Ursula, one of the teams last year that Calvert did drop a set to over the course of the season. It's going to be a really good matchup between the two teams. St. Ursula having another solid year. No surprise.
Their record is deceiving. They're like 8-7, yeah. But like all their losses are to like really good teams.
Well, that's the thing. It's such a deceiving record. Like, it honestly, it's the same kind of thing you saw with NDCL when we were going into the tournament. It's like, oh, they're 2-3. That's really not that good. It's like, oh, never mind. They're incredible.
Hannah Miller continuing to serve for Calvert following the timeout. Hopewell has to send it over on the free ball. Heminger digs it up. White sets it up backside for Rombach, and Rombach puts that one down for the Calvert kill as they just keep pouring it on. Now 20-8, they lead here in the second set.
Oh, and really, at this stage, it's just Calvert's imposing their will on Hopewell Loudoun. They know that their numbers are limited today. They're just absolutely going after it in every way and shape.
And Miller keeps serving for Calvert. Set it up for Kreese down the middle, deflected by Calvert, unable to get to that one after the deflection. That'll go down as they Hopewell Loudoun point now 20-9. Is your score here in the second set. Allie Milligan will check back in for Hopewell, coming in for Abby Daniel. She'll go back to serve.
I'm pretty sure that ball hit off of Cameron Shook's head as it got deflected.
Heminger digs that one out for Calvert. Shook sends it over and puts that one right in the middle of the Hopewell defense for the Calvert point. As that adds on now to the Calvert lead, 21-9 is your score here in set number two. Palm checks back in for Calvert. She'll go back to serve. And worth noting, she has been a JV player for Calvert the entire year, but today with no Olivia Miller, she was the setter today, and she now will get an ace here at the varsity level as Milligan unable to dig that one out for Hopewell.
Well, you know what? Cecilia Palm has been one of the players that we've seen rotate in when things have gotten pretty comfortable for Calvert throughout the season. Definitely a player that they want to keep building with going forward.
That time it'll go a tad too long on the backside for the service air. Gives the point over to Hopewell Loudoun. 22-10 is your score here in set number two. Reminder that set number two brought to you by Grit. Grit will help you find the strength and courage to become the best version of you, located behind Ace Hardware inside Vita4Works 24-hour fitness of Tiffin. And that'll go down as another Calvert kill is unable to dig that one out cleanly were the Chieftains. Now a 13-point lead for the Senecas in the second set.
It's been an awful lot of souvenirs going into the stands here today.
Kate Rombach now back to serve for Calvert. Barely gets that one over the net. They set it up down the middle, blocked at the net. Back over now to Calvert. Lanacek slams that one down. Lanacek slam a check, Matt.
Thank you.
1 point away, Calvert is from taking the second set.
Like I said, I don't come up with good ones all the time, but between the Emma White special and the Lanacek slam a check, I feel pretty good about those.
Kate Rombach continuing to serve for Calvert. That'll be Justin on the back line for the ace, and that will do it for set number two, 25-10 is your score as Calvert takes set number two in this one over Hopewell Loudoun. We'll step aside for a quick timeout when we come back. Start of set number three here from Hopewell Loudoun High School. You're listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI.
Roto-Rooter is always the first name you think of when you have problems with your sewer system or any other household drains. Tim Munger and Roto-Rooter will thoroughly clean your sewer system, sink, shower drains, and toilets. The Mungers have been serving the Fostoria and Seneca County area for over 60 years. Give Tim Munger a call at 419-435-3360. That's 419-435-3360 for all of your drain cleaning needs. And away go troubles down the drain.
Are you looking for work? RHC Logistics in Fostoria, Ohio is seeking a fleet CDL Class A tractor trailer driver. To qualify, you must have 50,000 miles of continuous safe driving, no touch pickup and delivery, with an average of 2,500 miles per week at 50 cents a mile. Benefits such as health, dental, and 401k are also included, along with 10 paid holidays and an $8,000 sign-on bonus. To apply, go to ropey.com and find career opportunities under the company tab. Come work for one of Northwest Ohio's best companies, privately held and family driven.
Premier Bank is powered by people. People like our proud and strong and wonderfully one-of-a-kind customers who trust us with their dreams and goals. People like our attentive employees who listen and collaborate to consistently deliver the best customer service in the business. People like those in our community who help us make the places we call home as strong as they can possibly be. People like you who we look forward to connecting with at yourpremierbank.com. Premier Bank, powered by people. Member FDIC.
At Blanchard Valley Health System, we're looking for individuals to join our family of professionals. We require compassion, dedication, and the desire to make a difference in a fast-paced healthcare environment. Jobs are available in clinical and support services. We offer competitive wages and benefits. The culture of BVHS is unique and rewarding. Visit bvhealthsystem.org/careers to search our current openings. Blanchard Valley Health System, we're here for you.
Start set number three here from Hopewell Loudoun High School site for today's action in high school volleyball. The Tiffin Calvert Seneca is taking on the Hopewell Loudoun Chieftains. All Calvert thus far through two. They take set one, 25-11, and set number two, 25-10. And it's Morris Matt Common with you on Classic. It's 96.7 WBVI. Online at WBVI.com. Matt, while the teams are taking the floor, after you were so proud, I will say, of your nickname prowess, I then said, Matt, you know what you've pigeonholed yourself into. You now have to think of nicknames for every player on the floor for Calvert. So we're now starting the process of workshopping those.
We are workshopping them. We have a few that are currently in trial phase.
Which leads us to say, if these players have nicknames we haven't said or go by a different name,
please
in some
send them
way,
to us.
Let us know. Obviously, we have one with AJ Heminger. She has a name, and her name's Ashton.
Yeah.
So there are nicknames we do say, but if there are others, feel free to let us know.
Yeah, by all means. We'd love to find out if there are nicknames out there. But we are workshopping a few right now. We'll get them in, sprinkle them in throughout the remainder of this set.
Hopewell Loudoun serving to start this one off in set number three, and Hannah Miller will put that one down for the Calverts. Kill unable to dig that one out cleanly was Hopewell Loudoun, and Calvert will strike first here in set number three.
Another Hannah Killer Miller. That's one of them that we're workshopping.
That's one of them we're workshopping.
We're working.
So whether they're good or if you think they're bad, let us know that too.
Yes, please. We're working on these.
It is a work in progress. White setting it up on the near side for Miller. Blocked at the net by Hopewell. Kreese saves it. Rianos to Daniel. Daniel sends it over. She's blocked at the net that time by Shook and Rombach. Daniel sends it over. This time dug out by Mangiola. Heminger sets it up for Rombach. She sends it over. Dug up by Hopewell again. Rihanna set it up on the near side, but a tad too strong as Mangiola lets that one fly too far. That'll go down as another Calvert point on the attack. Error, 2-0 the lead in set number three.
This is something we've talked about throughout the season for Calvert. The discipline they have around the out-of-bounds lines this year is incredible.
She zigs that one out for Hopewell. They send it over, but blocked at the net. But it'll go just down on the Hopewell side. None of them touched it, so that'll be a Hopewell Loudon point. Now 2-1 in set number three.
Cameron shook you up with another quality block at the net. That's another one, by the way, that we're working on. Please send us any ideas if you're listening to our Twitters or anything like that.
Hemminger digs that one out on the Milligan attack. That'll be just too strong on the back line. That'll go down as a Hopewell point on the attack error.
Yeah, definitely too much there from Hannah Miller. Way too strong. That actually hit by the Hopewell Loudon logo inside the paint.
Briannos keeps serving for Hopewell. White setting it up for Shook, and Shook puts that one down. That one will go down as another Calvert point off of the deflection. 3-2, they lead in the third set.
And another good start here as we're seeing Allie Porter get her first time. That first action of the match, I believe. I didn't see her going either two sets.
This is her first action at the varsity level here today as Milligan unable to get that one over. That'll go down as another Calvert point. 4-2, they lead in the limited time we have seen from Allie Porter. The sophomore outside hitter has 3 kills in 6 sets of action on varsity.
Yeah, she's been pretty good, too, at different spots.
Hannah Miller now serving for Calvert. That will go down as a Hopewell point. It was Megan Kreese able to get that one in off of the deflection for Hopewell. Makes a score 4-3 now in set number 3. And Kreese will check out, and Milligan will go back to serve now for Hopewell.
Yeah, nice attempt on the dig there by Hemminger. Just got a bad angle on as she was going for it.
Hemminger digs that one up for Calvert. White sets it up for Porter on the near side. Dianos sends it over the accidental free ball, but back over now to Calvert. Miller able to send it back over on her free ball of her own. Hopewell setting it up down the middle. Miller first touching on the volley. Setting it up for Shook. Shook puts that one down in the opposite corner for the Calvert point, adding on to the Seneca's lead.
A little bit of a surprise that we didn't see a double hit. It called Coach Stalker kind of calling it out a little bit here. And I'm not going to blame him. That looked like there was a double hit that occurred at the net.
Cecilia Palm now back to serve for Calvert with a 2-point advantage in the third set. Set it up down the middle. That one won't get over on another attack error that time from Hopewell. Calvert adds on to their lead now 6-3 here in this set as we have their Coach Stalker still talking with the near side official through that entire point, worth noting.
That he was. Certainly having the frustration start to mount.
Palm continuing to serve, and that'll go down as another ace now for Palm, her second of the night. Doyatos unable to dig that one up cleanly, 7-3. Calvert leads here in the third set.
Just not the best dig there from Doyanos. You want to get under it a lot more. She just kind of hit it and kept it where it was at. Almost hit you there.
I almost got the deflection of that one. Just barely hit the scorer's table in front of me. Luckily, I did have my hands in front of me. Doesn't mean I would have actually stopped it.
Solid,
but I was prepared.
Solid defensive stance. You were ready for the set there. I'm not sure you were going to dig that one necessarily, but you were ready for a set. May not have ended well.
I was in complete defense mode, not anywhere looking to attack, not looking to send anyone else up, just protection. Protection is the name of the game. As Coach Stalker currently taking the timeout for Hopewell Loudon, 8-3. Calvert leading here in set number 3 as we're seeing Coach Rombach go into her bench a little bit, getting some extra time for Cecilia Palm and Allie Porter with no Olivia Miller here tonight.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised to see at some point later on in the set to see Samantha Wellman check into the game as well. You know, Calvert being able to build up this depth, build up some of the experience for these guys is huge, because at the end of the day, you're going to need that depth when you get to the postseason, especially in that epic, incredible, what actually will be the state final, regional final matchup that you're going to have against New Bremen, because someone at the OHSAA doesn't understand how games work. I said my piece. I feel better.
Good. Palm continuing to serve now for Calvert. Dianos ends up sending it over to Calvert on the free ball. White sets it up that time for Porter. Dianos digs it up. Hopewell will send it over now. Dug on that time by Miller for Calvert. White sets it up for the backside that time. Rombach able to get that one down off of the awkward dig deflection on the dive. That'll be another Calvert point. Adds on to their lead in the third set.
And Calvert still continuing to roll here. Very impressive in this third set already.
Palm keeps serving for Calvert with the 6-point advantage. Send it up near side, blocked at the net. Unable to save that one. That time was Porter, so that'll go down as a Hopewell point. A as it makes the score now 9-4 here in set number three. Reminder that set number three today brought to you by Wilson Tire. Find them in Tiffin, Upper Sandusky, and Kenton, online at wilsontires.com.
Might want to throw in there as well that Roto-Rooter is technically our fourth and fifth set sponsor. I know we haven't had to worry about that too much, but call Tim Munger, 419-435-3360, and away go troubles down the drain. I figured he'd like a live read every now and then, too.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's...
Hopewell now serving. They set it up down the middle, but that time, Lanacek, a bit of an awkward attack that time. I think mistimed her jump. That'll go down as a Hopewell point.
Yeah, that one just a little bit off. And I mean, you could tell as soon as she hit, it was like she did not have a good feel for that hit whatsoever.
Miller digs it up that time for Calvert. They set it up for Rombach. Saved that time by Milligan. Hopewell sends it over. Porter first to touch it. White for Lanacek, and she'll get that one down just on the back side, on the far side of the floor. It'll go down as a kill for Caroline Lanacek.
That Lanacek went all the way out the exit door, almost into the lobby here at Hopewell Loudoun High School.
That wasn't the most powerful hit we've seen today, but that's the one that actually ended up going furthest just because of open doors, things like that.
Exactly.
Okay, Rombach now serving for Calvert. They set it up on the backside, does Hopewell Loudoun. Miller first to touch it. White setting it up for Rombach, but a little short on her attack attempt that time. That'll go into the net for the air. Point to Hopewell.
Another good defensive set there for Hopewell. I mean, obviously, went in the net, not much really Hopewell needed to do, but they did set up nicely, get the ball back over. They've been struggling on their digs on the serves throughout most of the evening. They are looking pretty good in this third set.
Karen Hampton now serving for Hopewell. They set it up for Porter, and Porter will get that one down for her first kill at the varsity level tonight, adding on to the Calvert lead.
And just like any good rotation player gets her point, back to the bench she goes.
Well, better to go back to the bench after getting a point rather than if you have a service error or some other kind of error.
Oh, absolutely. If you're gonna leave the floor, leave it style. That's the way you do it.
Mara Mangiola checks back in. She'll go to serve now for Calvert, leading by five here in set number three. Milligan digs that one out for Hopewell. They set up near side, blocked the net by Lanacek, and unable to get to that one, and that one hit off my hand and then went out of play. I couldn't get a good, clean grab of it. I was able to force it, though, back into play. I did my job.
The bench behind you forced it back into
play. It touched off the top part of my hand. I wasn't able to flip my hand and catch it.
Like, what hair did it graze that you're claiming this off of?
Nonetheless, Mara Mangiola continuing to serve. She'll get that one down as an ace, as Hopewell Loudoun unable to dig it out. There's a match going on here, too.
I'm more curious as to what gymnastics you pulled to say that.
It actually did hit me. What do you mean? It's not gymnastics if it's true. As it'll end up being Hopewell sending it over to Calvert on the free ball. White sets it up for Miller. Miller that time, though, blocked at the net. And that'll go down as a Hopewell Loudoun point.
That was an outstanding block by Alex Jackson, the junior, for Hopewell Loudoun. She's one of those players gained some extra time because of the injuries right now. 15 kills and only 19 sets up to this point. And I got to tell you, she's played a majority of this match. She's been out there, so she's done a good job.
Isabel Bido, she's now back to serve for Hopewell. And over that time is Miller, right in the middle of the Hopewell defense for the Calvert point, adding on to the lead now 14-7. Calvert leads here in set number three.
And you just talk about the depth that Calvert has. You switch out Carolyn Lanacek for A.J. Heminer. That's just a very good rotation to have.
Hopewell sends it over on the free ball. Emma White special gets it over the net, but a little too strong on the opposite side. That'll go out of play. Gives a point to Hopewell.
Not every day you see the Emma White special not work. That's rare.
Also, worth noting, Hopewell does have a student section here. We are at Hopewell. They've gotten more and more, let's say, accepting as the game has progressed. They were standing, now they're all sitting. Just wanted to point that out. On the volley, White setting it up for Shook, and Shook will put that one down in the middle of the floor for the Coward, point 15-8. They lead here in set number three.
I would say they seem to be at the third or fourth stage of the grieving process right now. A lot of people have their heads in their hands as they're watching this.
Rianos ends up sending it over that time for Hopewell, and that'll go down as a kill for the senior defensive specialist, as Heminger unable to dig that one out cleanly for Calvert, makes the score 15-9 Calvert leading here in set number three.
Pressure and laugh at the student section. Love all the student section we see. They did bring a foghorn in this game as well, so.
Brombeck sends that one over. Good dig that time from Hopewell. And Giola digs that one out now for Calvert. White down the middle for Shook, and Shook will put that one down for the Calvert point. Adding on to their lead now 16-9 here in set number three on the Roper Corporation scoreboard. Celebrating over 60 years as a leading manufacturer in the commercial flooring industry. Angiola checking out Allie Porter back into the match for Calvert.
Would love to get the stat line, see where Emma White is on assists for the game already.
And Miller now serving for Calvert, blocked at the net, back over to Hopewell. The serve up near side, blocked again that time, combination of Shook and Porter, the two sophomores at the net for Calvert. That is a scary sight that those are both, you have a bunch of sophomores right now on the floor.
Well, it's a scary sight when you think about the fact that Carolyn Lanacek, Cameron Shook, and Allie Porter are all sophomores.
Hopewell somehow able to get that one over, but they will, actually the near side judge said that hit off the antenna, but they play on. As the that line judge was saying it the entire time, that it hit off of the pole. And she was saying that before. They just, no official looked at it.
Yeah, just no one was looking at it at all.
So it would have been on the Hopewell hit before, because there was a complete volley after that. I think they're going to end up having to just replay the point.
Yep.
Because, yeah, so. I think that point would have given it, they would have given that point to Calvert had they done that correctly, so.
Yeah, I mean, either way, that was Calvert's point. Why are they necessarily replaying it?
Because there's dispute. Nonetheless, accidental free ball, and they can't get it back over on the accidental dig that time for Hopewell Loudon, adding on to the Calvert lead. Now it'll make it 18-9 here in the third set.
At some point, they were going to get that point.
Well, yes. Hinda Miller keeps serving now for Calvert. They set it up down the middle for Kreese. Dug up by Hemminger. Set up for Miller down the middle. Stopped at the net. And that one will go down as a Calvert point on the multiple hits that time for Hopewell Loudon. And now a 10-point advantage for Calvert here in set number three.
Definitely the multiple hits there against number six as Lydia Walters, sophomore, that's come into this third set.
Miller keeps serving for Calvert. Set up on the near side. Blocked at the net that time by Shook and Porter. He sends it over, but doesn't able to get it over the net that time. That'll go down as an attack error point to Calvert, taking this one now 20-9 here in set three, looking for the sweep.
And Calvert looking pretty comfortably that they're going to end up with the sweep as well.
Miller continuing to serve for Calvert. As we'll get a going under the net violation that time from Hopewell Loudon, as the points just keep coming for Calvert, now 21-9 in the third set.
And this is where, unfortunately, it's a rough set right now for Hopewell Loudon, but these are important moments and minutes for these girls that are usually rotation players.
Hopewell will end up getting that one over on the free ball now to Calvert. They set it up for Rombach, but her attack a little too strong. That'll go down as a Hopewell point, makes it 21-10 here in set number three.
And again, very much worth noting. I can't stress this enough for Hopewell Loudon. A lot of players rotate in because of injury. But I've been very impressed with the fact they have not given up. They haven't thrown in the towel at all. Much unlike the student section, though.
As Cameron Shook puts that one down, Doyanos unable to dig that one up for Hopewell. Calvert adds on to their lead. Lanacek and Palm checking back in. Out go Shook and Hemminger for Calvert. Palm now goes back to serve.
And Palm's had a good day serving as well. She's gotten a couple aces on the evening.
Palm now serving for Calvert with a 12-point advantage in the third set. Unable to get that one over on the attack attempt that time for Hopewell. It'll be another point for Calvert.
And two away now from match point for the Senecas.
Palm continuing to serve for Calvert. Dug out by Milligan. Set it up down the middle for Beidelschies, but a little too strong on the opposite side as that goes out of play. Another point to Calvert. Calvert 1 point away from taking this in straight sets.
Calvert. I'm sorry, I'll explain.
At least Hopewell is saying a let's play football chant when they have a football team, unlike New River. Hopewell setting it up on the near side, blocked at the net, and that will do it. Calvert takes this one at 25-10 taking both set two and set three by a 25-10 margins. Calvert wins this one in straight sets tonight over Hopewell.
Yeah, not much of a surprise. It's kind of what we were expecting coming into tonight, especially when you factor in the injuries for Hopewell. This was going to be a rough night for them across the board. But again, got to love the fight that you saw, but this Calvert team is just so talented. You really can't give them much room to breathe at all. But I just really want to emphasize for the Hopewell Loudon fans out there listening, yeah, tonight was not pretty by any means, but do you know how helpful it is to say you play this technically second-ranked team in the state of Ohio for some of these younger girls that were just rotating in because of injuries? That's huge experience. That's going to be about a lot more in the postseason towards this back end of the regular season. There's still a couple weeks left of the regular season. That's just going to help them out dramatically as this season continues. And I'm still chuckling about the Let's Play Football because I was thinking about New Regal chanting Let's Play Football. And they don't even have a football
team. And
they
will play football here in a few weeks. So.
They will, and I will say confidently, as much as we are happily the exclusive broadcast partner of Calvert Volleyball, not sure Calvert Football is going to win against Hopewell Loudon. They're what we would call
their Calvert's year to do it was last year, and they unfortunately were not able to.
Yeah, it's the Hopewell Loudon football team is what you would call very good. So it's going to be an interesting match there. But tonight, I mean, this was just a complete runaway in favor of Calvert. Really can't expect much less. This is just a top-tier, talented team, and they showed it every facet of the game.
And one thing I do want to point out for the Hopewell Loudon side, this is their sixth loss of the season. Most of those, really all of their losses, coming to very good teams. This will be the second time they lose to Calvert. They lost to Liberty Benton, who is still undefeated.
Yep.
They lost to New Regal, who is a top-ranked team, aside from when they play Calvert, basically.
Correct.
And losses as well to Lakota and Old Fort, better teams in the SBC. So the fact that they have, yes, they have lost more games than you, of course, would like to. You don't want to lose ever. But all of their losses to very good teams.
I mean, it's... Look, no loss is a good loss, but it's the attitude that if you're going to lose to someone, you want to be the top-tier teams. You don't want to lose to a team that's near the bottom of the barrel or having a rough year competitively. You want it to be against top-tier opponents, and you got to give Hopewell Loudon credit. I mean, they've lost. They've lost six times, but it's been to teams that are legitimate contenders at making good, deep, competitive runs into the postseason. And two in particular, Liberty Benton and Calvert, who by all rights will probably be the state champions of their respective divisions this year. So it's...
They're both ranked number two in their division.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you can't emphasize that fact enough that you have incredibly talented teams that they play against out here. And just, again, reiterates the incredible level of talent out in Northwest Ohio to begin with. So, yeah, for Hopewell Loudon, maybe not great at 13-6, maybe not the type of record you'd want, but you haven't lost to scrubs. You got to feel good about that. You got to feel good about the experience and the depth that you're starting to build up with this team across the board because of those injuries. And I got to give Coach Stalker a lot of credit. That's not an easy thing to adjust to on the fly while still maintaining postseason aspirations and postseason desires of rotating people in. I mean, he basically emptied his bench today throughout the course of the game in different rotations and different sets. That's a pretty bold move and a pretty smart one as well when you know you're going against a tough opponent like you are with a Tiffin Calvert.
That was about do it for us here today. Calvert again wins this one in straight sets over Hopewell Loudon. Big thanks to Tyler Reamer back at the Tri-County Broadcasting Studios doing, of course.
He did the Lord's work once again today. He's going to help me with the Lord's work tomorrow as well. Hopefully he'll send me that tonight since he's, you know, in studio right now. It'd be nice to at least get the login things that I need for tomorrow as well. Are you sure I can't just be there for the whole game tomorrow?
I mean, you could be if you get lucky.
Like, are you sure?
Yes.
Like, on a scale of one to, let's
say, on a scale of let's end the broadcast because we can't have this discussion on air. Again, straight set winner today, Calvert over Hopewell Loudon. 25-10 in set number two and three, and 25-11 in set number one. That'll do it for our coverage here tonight of Tiffin Calvert Volleyball, but we'll join you guys tomorrow night when they head over to my alma mater, Bowling Green State University, when they head to the Stroh Center, when they take on number 13 ranked in Division One, St. Ursula.
And make sure you keep it locked in as well on ESPN 1430 AM 105.7 FM WFOB for the NWO Orthopedics Sports Huddle from the Frickers in Findlay, where I'll be bringing you that live as I have Coach Purser from Arcadia as well as Coach Adams from River, or not Riverdale, from Findlay.
He was at Riverdale.
Origins from Riverdale, not Findlay. We'll have them on the program and be sending it out to yours truly, Mr. Lance Morris, for that St. Ursula Tiffin Calvert game. And fair warning in it.
Go!
Yes, it's time to go.
You've been listening to Tiffin Calvert Volleyball on Classic Hits 96.7 WBVI.
And it's been brought to you by
Blanchard Valley Health System, Cooper Service, Warner Automotive, Prickers,
by Roto-Rooter,